Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Adonai, we worship you, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore, Adonai, Adonai. Lift up a voice. We worship you, we worship you, Son of God. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Lord of kingdom is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, Oluwa, we worship you. We worship you, Son of God. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. God will be God is forevermore. Oh, one better give me God. There is no one like you, hallelujah. Alpha Omega, Jehovah, there is no one. God, better keep me God. Oh yes, Lord, there is no one like you, hallelujah. Alpha Omega, Jehovah. Come on, some men are keeping God, some men are keeping God. Hey, there is no one like you, Jehovah Alpha Omega, Jesus, there is no. Oh, yeah, come, men are keeping God, men are. Oh, hallelujah, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. God, Jehovah, there is no one like you. Oh, Lord, you are my God. You are the eyes that used to see. Baba, you are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. A bush of bullet I never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord? Baba, I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key. You are the key. That opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. They pushed up on that I never could see. What shall I render to you, oh Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Oh, we deserve the glory. Jesus, and be honored. Lord, we lift our hands to worship. As we praise your holy name, oh, you deserve the glory. And be honored. am that I am. I love you. I love you. In my life, I've gone with Holy Spirit. I have your will. Have your will, oh Lord. In my life, I have your will, oh Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord, because tonight is about to have his way. Father, we thank you for another beautiful time in your presence. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the one that I am, the Ocean Divider, the Lily of Valley, the Brighter Morning Star. Lift up your voice, the one that can do what no man can do. For with man it might not be possible, but for with God, all things are possible. Lift up your voice, the little worship him. He's the King of Kings, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer, the Lily of Valley. Whoever show, have your way tonight, have your way tonight, have your way tonight. Father, have your way. In this meeting, Lord, have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, have your way tonight. Let's thank God, let's thank God. Just begin to worship His Majesty. There's none like unto Him. He's the one that was, that is to come. He's the miracle worker. The one that can divide your ocean. He can blow down your Jericho. Father, we thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, rest in heaven. His footstool is on the earth. Just worship Him tonight. Just bless Him tonight. Over your family, say thank you very much. Over your children, say thank you very much. Over your grandchildren, say thank you very much. Just worship Him. In the name of Jesus, begin to bless Him for the gift of life, that you are still alive today. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's not because you are smart, it's not your prayer, it's by His grace. Let us thank Him for the grace. Hope we want a prayer. We thank you for your name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. Father, we lift your mind. Be thou exalted in Jesus. Also in the name we have prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever I've done in my life that I want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anything I've done in my life that I want to stand against my prayer, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. 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 Father, use your blood. Nothing can wash away your sin except by the blood of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Father, Lord, use the blood of Jesus to wash me clean tonight. Wash with me tonight. I cannot continue like this. Please wash with me tonight. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. We are praying. Say heaven over my prayer. Open by fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, declare your heaven open. Mommy, daddy, please pray a prayer. Heaven over your prayer tonight. It must open, it must open. Heaven must open tonight. Over your destiny. Heaven must open tonight. Over your family. Heaven must open tonight. Tell your heaven to open. Set your heaven to open. Oh, my heaven must open. My heaven open on my father. Heaven must open tonight. My heaven must open tonight. Heaven over my prayer. Open tonight. My fire in the name of Jesus. Open to my fire in Jesus' name. We are praying. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 10 that Daniel prayed a prayer one day and heaven released answer to Daniel's prayer just that day. But there is a prince of Persia in the heavens that withheld Daniel's prayer for 21 days. Many of us have been praying, you have been fasting, you have been doing all sorts of things, but there is a power that is withholding your prayer. That's why I ask to pray that your heaven must open. Say, any powers in the heavens holding answers to my prayer, scatter by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Every power in the second heaven, holding answers to your prayer, declare them dead now. In the name of Jesus, every priest of Persia that is holding answers to your prayer, be wasted, be wasted, be wasted. Open your heart, pray, 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 pray. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, heaven over your prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your heart, pray, 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 pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, heaven over your prayer. Open, 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 open. Everything in the heavens, every principality,
strategy. Every rush of darkness in the heavens against your prayer tonight. Be wasted, wasted, wasted. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ha. Beloved, we are going to pray this prayer point loud and clear. This is a prayer that will terminate sorrow in your family. If you can pray this prayer seriously, every arena of sorrow that the enemy has planned in the remaining days of this year, they will backfire in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, every arrow of sudden death, fire into my family. You are a liar. Backfire. Every hour of sudden death. Open your mouth and pray. My sister, coronavirus is going already. The arrow is still on the way. Every hour of sudden death. Over your family. Oh, you have a fire. 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 In the name of Jesus, arrow of sudden death. Go back to sender now. Go back to sender. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sudden death. You must go back to sender. 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 In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray number two. We don't want to, I want to address some angles before we go to the word of God tonight. Say every bitter water. Ha! You came on, man. Look at that. Say every bitter water flowing into my life and my family. Hear the word of the Lord. Dry up my fire. Every bitter water. Oh me, but you in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, dry up. 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 Aha. Command the bitter water to dry up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your water prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your water prayer. Maruka satalama. Zekelemo. Masita la mama. In the name of Jesus, every bitter water that is flowing towards my family, every bitter water don't flow towards my life, in the name of Jesus, I command them to dry up. Oh yeah, dry up. Oh yeah, dry up. Oh yeah, dry up. Oh yeah, dry up tonight. In Jesus, mighty them, they dry up. You are going to pray the next one like this. I decree, Masutala Baba, any power that wants you to wear garment of sorrow this year, Zetoneko, Mazuta Lepro Sutumataya, Lekesetaya. I command the power to die in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray the next one. Say, arrow from the pit of hell, designed for any member of my family. Go back to sender tonight in the name of Jesus. Arrows from the pit of hell. Desire for my family. Oh yeah, go back, go back, go back, go back. Aha. Pray. Every arrow from the pit of hell. Desire for any member of my family. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Open your heart and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every arrow from the pit of hell. Desire for your family. Oh yeah, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Go back. Go back to Israel. In the name of Jesus. Open your water. Yes, 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 yes. Pay that prayer for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your water. Pray. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. I pray for somebody here. Every dream of shame and disgrace that you see yourself naked, that you just are, today by the power, my power to you, in the blood of Jesus, that dream will never come to pass in your life, in the name of Jesus. You have to turn into prayer. Say, every dream of shame and disgrace, prepare for me and my family, scatter! By fire, scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself. The dream of shame and disgrace, decide for you and your family. When you are scatter, scatter by fire, by sister. Pray. You will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. You will not be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Every dream of shame and disgrace, yes. You will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. You will not be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, every dream of shame and disgrace designed for you and your family, open your prayer. In the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. 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 If it remains 1 minute for you to be put to shame, I decree the Lord will deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. Your family will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus, precious name, we pray. I pray for somebody here tonight. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7, it said, instead of shame, Isaiah 61 verse 7, instead of shame, my people will have double portion. I decree to somebody's life here, when it remains 1 second, when it remains 1 minute, when it remains 1 hour, for you and your family to be put to shame. God, I stand on the word of God tonight in Isaiah 61 verse 7, that instead of shame, you will receive double portion in the name of Jesus. He said, instead of humiliation, that you will rejoice in the Lord. He now said that everlasting joy shall be yours. I am praying for everyone, including myself tonight, that in the name that is above every other name, I decree, instead of shame, you shall receive double honor in the name of Jesus. And I pray, everlasting joy shall be your portion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Everlasting joy shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. You are making progress. Say this one loud and clear. Say, Jesus, you are the yoke breaker. I don't know the kind of yoke you are carrying. Some have got the yoke of delay. Some have got the yoke of no marriage. Some have got the yoke of sickness. Some have got the yoke of stagnancy. Any yoke that is upon your life, I stand on Isaiah 10:27. He said, it shall come to pass that day, that the body shall be lifted off your shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. I decree, any yoke upon your family, any yoke upon your children's life, each time you remember the thing, your heart's almost
destroyed.
By the power and the name of Jesus, the yoke is broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now turn into prayer. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
You are the yoke breaker. Break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are the yoke breaker. Oh yeah, break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke tonight. Help yourself in that prayer. Nobody can help you tonight. Help yourself in that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Father, break my yoke. Oh do I break my yoke? Oh do I break my yoke? Help yourself tonight. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, break my yoke. Father, break my yoke. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are prayed. I pray for everyone here tonight. That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, the anointing for uncommon favor that will terminate labor in your life. If your amen is loud, receive it now. Receive it, 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 receive it now in the name of Jesus. Aha! That is it. That is it. Beloved, I heard a story of some people. Some men of God gathered together to pray for one man that is sick. And they were praying and praying and praying and praying and praying, not knowing that that man is the problem of his own self. It was the problem of his own. It was the cause of the problem. And how did it happen? They prayed the manifestation. No difference at all. And God cannot deny himself. He said, call upon me in the days of your trouble, and I will deliver you and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know about yourself. That was the condition of God. So they stood on that scripture and they began to pray. And lo and behold, the Holy Spirit that spoke. He said to the team leader, he said, listen to me. You guys are wasting your time. He said, why? Because the man you are praying for, he doesn't want to be healed. Is it possible? And the man called, he said, oh God, sorry, do you really want to be healed? The man said, no. Why? Because it was the problem of his own. Many of us, we are our own problem. You are going to pray this next prayer. The reason why I told you that story, you need to call God for mercy. Many things will have happened in your life, but because you are the problem of yourself, there is something in you that you need to deal with. Tonight, I want to lift up your voice. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, if I am my own problem, deliver me now by your mercy in the name of Jesus. Pray. If you have unforgiving spirit, you are your own problem. If you say you cannot forgive your elder, you are your own problem. Father, deliver me now. If I'm the problem of my own, please deliver me. Father, deliver me. Only one, deliver me. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight, my sister. If you are the one, the problem of yourself, oh yeah, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me, oh Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for somebody here. Because of the prayer you have just prayed now, the mercy of God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray the next one. Say, every mark of failure at the edge of success upon my life, scatter by fire. Pray. Every mark of failure at the edge of success. If I want to make progress, something will just happen. Every mark of failure at the edge of success. When you scatter tonight, when you scatter tonight, help yourself. Pray. Every mark of failure at the edge of success. When you scatter. Look at what is happening here. Pray that prayer for yourself. You must move forward this year. You must move forward this year. You must move forward this year. Every mark of failure at the end of frozen be wiped up tonight by the blood of Jesus. Be wiped up tonight by the blood of Jesus. Be wiped up tonight by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every mark of failure at the head of success that I've been fighting my marriage, that I've been fighting my paper, that I've been fighting my life, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Mark of failure and end your success. Enough is enough. Oh, yeah, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, every mark of failure and end your success. I am tired of you. Da. In Jesus' name, we are praying. See that we are not here to joke at all. Pray this one for yourself. Shout this one with anger in your bowl. Can you see the way I'm shouting my own? Because I need a change in my life. See, every chain of darkness. Many of us have been tied down to a certain pot. We have been tied down to a certain spot that you can never, no matter the number of effort that you make, even if helpers are raising their help, they want to support you like this, something will happen to that helper. So they say, you know what, leave me alone, leave me alone. Why? There is a particular invisible chain that the enemy has used to tie somebody down. Remember that woman in John chapter 5 that had the spirit of infirmity for 38 years. The spirit of infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus located her, Jesus didn't say be healed. No. He didn't say go. You know what he said? He said, thou art loose from the infirmity. That means there is an invisible rope that tied that woman down. But nobody saw it for 38 years. I am praying for somebody here. Every invisible rope that has tied a particular aspect of your life down. In the name of Jesus, before we share the grace tonight, I send the rope of fire. In the name of Jesus, I send the rope of fire. I send the rope of fire. I send the rope of fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray for yourself. If you know the level you are supposed to be and where you are at the moment, you will pray more than this. I'm telling you. If you know that you, at a certain age, you are still struggling to achieve some things, you need to pray. Shout this one with your maximum voice. Say, every chain of darkness that is invisible. That has tied down my life on the spot. Hey, Holy Ghost fire, Scatter the chain in the name of Jesus and set me free. Scatter the chain, set me free. Scatter the chain, set me free. Scatter the chain, set me free. In the name of Jesus, every chain of darkness that has tied your life down, every chain of darkness that has tied you down for years, for 10 years, for 5 years, for 7 years, for 11 years, you have been on the chain. Nothing was happening tonight. So, Lord, Father, release me. I am tired of this thought. Oh, yeah, release me. Oh, yeah, release me. Thank God to release you. You must move forward. Enough is enough. Be angry yourself. Pray that prayer. The invisible chain. You want to move forward? Something pull you backward. Something must happen in your life. Oh, Lord, every visible chain in my life. Can't fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying, beloved. In Genesis chapter 32, Jacob got to the level of enough is enough. The Bible says he wrestled with an angel. And at the point of wrestling with an angel, it was almost daybreak. He held onto the hips of that angel. That he now prayed a prayer. I will not let you go unless you bless me. You know what? It was that day. He did not allow the angel to go. Imagine fighting with an angel. He said, let me go. He said, no, I will not let you go unless you bless you. There is somebody listening to me tonight. In the name that is above every name, the blessing that will terminate comes in your life. Before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, receive it by fire. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We pray. So Jacob was determined that something must happen in his life. He cannot continue that way. And the man said, what is your name? There is power in the name. He said, my name is Jacob. He said, that was the cause of your problem. You cannot be bearing Jacob and fulfill destiny. He said, from today, your name has changed from Jacob to Israel. And that was because that was prevail, talk to God and prevail. In that day, the destiny of Israel has changed. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, oh Lord, my Father! Whatever you need to change in my life, for my story to be better than this, change it tonight by fire. In the name of Jesus, whatever you need to change in my life, oh Lord, change it, change it, change it, change it, change it, change it. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Whatever you need to change in my life, for my story to be better than this, open your mouth and pray. Father, change it tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, change it. Father, change it. Father, change it tonight. Father, change it tonight. Father, change it tonight. Father, change it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, change it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to move. Pray the next prayer point. This one is so favor. Favor, beloved, he said, thou shalt arise for the set time to favor has come. Yeah, the set time has come. Psalm 1:2 verse 13. The set time is now. If you can pray this few prayer points now, it's based on favor. I beg you, before the end of this month, everyone that prays the prayer with passion and with conviction, that have with this bit of enough is enough. You will have an outstanding testimony in the name of Jesus. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, favor of God to move me to my next level. My life is available. Pray for that favor for yourself. Don't move you to your next level of life. Open your mouth and pray. The favor of God that will move you to your next level. When you come now, follow upon me, 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 follow upon me. Aha, pray. The favor of God that will move you to your next level. Oh, yeah, fall in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself now. In the name of Jesus, the favor of God that will move you to the next level. In the name of Jesus, fall upon you now. Fall upon me now. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. That in the name that is above every other name, as a result of the prayer you have just prayed now, the favor that will bestow, the God is going to shower upon you, will break all kind of protocols for your sake in the name of Jesus. It will break protocols. It will break protocols. It will break protocols. In the name of Jesus, beloved, if not for God's favor, when Samuel got to the house of Jesse, David was not mentioned at all. It was favor that magnetized David from the bush to the palace. They called the firstborn Eliab. They called the second one Abinadab. They called the third one Shammah. Three of them passed through. And the seven children of Jesse, they passed through this man called Samuel. And Samuel said, God cannot lie. Does that mean this is this? Are these only your children? And he said, oh, sorry. I'm sure you will agree with me that if David were to contest for a presidential election in that city that time, the father would have forgotten to vote for him. Why? Because he has been dedicated to the bush. I don't know where your enemy has sparked your destiny. I don't know what they have done to your life. You are supposed to be at the front, but they have pushed you at the back. You are the firstborn, but you cannot speak in your family. From today, I decree, in the name that is above every other, you shall be relevant in the name of Jesus. Every curse that was pushing you backward, every curse that you will not make it, today I break the curse. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. So you are going to pray. You are going to say like this. Say favor of God that will break all protocols. Ah, my life is available. Appear in the name of Jesus. Appear my fire. Appear my fire. Appear my fire. Appear my fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Appear my fire. The favor of God that will break all protocols. Even in your office, he can break protocols. Even at your workplace, he can break protocols. He can lift up anything. Father, tonight, I receive the favor. I receive the favor. I receive the favor. I receive the favor. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. The favor of God that will break protocols. My life is available. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray the next one like this. Many of us have got talents. Many of us have got skills. Many of us have got gifts, but they are operating in the closet. Tonight, I decree to everyone's life, in the name that is above every other name, the powers of your father's house that have pushed you to the back, where you are supposed to be at the front, in the name of Jesus, that power shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, the power shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are going to turn into prayer. Say, favor of God that will bring my talents to the open. That will bring my certificates to the open. That will bring my gifts to the open. Fall upon me now. Pray. You need that favor. You need that favor. You need that favor. In the name of Jesus, that will bring my talents, my gifts, my promotion, my certificate to the open. Oh, yeah, fall upon me. Oh, yeah, fall upon me. Oh, yeah, fall upon me. Open your water prayer. In the name of Jesus, fall upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus, the favor of God that will bring your life to the open. Enough of stagnancy. You cannot be. You cannot be tied down yourself. In the name of Jesus, you must move forward. 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 In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray this next one for yourself. Lift up your two hands to the level, to heavens, and declare this one loud and clear. Say, my father, my father, my father. I will not use my hand to bury my children. In the name of Jesus, pray. I will not use my hand to bury my children. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I will not sign death certificate for my children. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. I will not use my hand to bury my children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will not use my hand to bury my children. Mommy, pray for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what the enemy is planning. I will not use my hand to bury my children. You will not sign death certificate in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. With that hand lifted on the heaven, I want to speak to that hand now. For everyone on the line tonight, I decree to your life, with this hand you are lifting up to heaven, not to man, I decree you will sign the marriage certificate of your children in the name of Jesus. With this hand you are lifting up, you will receive a congratulatory ceremony for your children in the name of Jesus. I decree on your children's graduation, on your children's naming ceremony, on your children's good things in life, nobody will replace you in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here tonight, in the name that is above every name, every power anywhere that wants your later end to be bitter, in the name of Jesus, God will frustrate the plan tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here again, in the name that is above every name, every good thing you have lost in the life, in the name of Jesus, God will restore them back to you. They shall be restored. God will arise on yourself and it will terminate lack in your life. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for somebody here. I don't know who you are. The chapter of sorrow, the chapter of shame, the chapter of disgrace that the enemy has spoken already. Because you are on this line tonight, I close the chapter permanently in the name of Jesus. You will not sorrow. You will not be put to shame. It shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus. If I adventure, any wicked bird, any witchcraft bird that is flying because of you, in the name of Jesus, they will collide with the rock of ages and they will be buried alive. In the name of you all, with the blood of Jesus, thank you, the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bible quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank God for that first session. Let's open our Bible quickly to 1 Samuel chapter 1. I want to quickly talk about, and we're going to get some prayers from that place. 1 Samuel chapter 1. The 1 Samuel chapter 1 is a popular passage, and I'll be skipping some things just to move on because of my time, because I really want us to pray for the next 20 minutes. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. And I read from verse 1. It's a popular story that we all know, but just listen as you go. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says, now there was a certain man of Ramathim Zophim, the mountain of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliu, the son of Tohu, and the son of Zuk, and Ephraimite. Verse 2, I'm going somewhere. And he had two wives. And the name of one was Anna, and the name of the other one was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Anna had no children. And this man went up to city yearly to worship, sacrifice at the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also, his sons, two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, they all go there to the priest, and they were there to worship. In verse 4, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 4. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make offering, he would give a portion to Peninnah. I want you to follow the story very well. His wife to all the sons and the daughter. Look at this. The husband will give offering to the second wife and the sons and the daughters. But in verse 5. But to Anna, he would give a double portion because he loved her. Although the Lord has closed her womb. I am praying for everyone here tonight that are still believing God for the fruit of the womb. Lay your hands on your womb as I decree this thing to your life. That in the name that is above every other name, just as we said last time, by this time next year, your own child shall be 3 months old in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord has closed our womb. I get that? In verses. And the rival, that's where I'm really going now. That's Peninnah. Also provoke her severally, making her miserable because the Lord has closed her womb. in verse 7. So it was year by year. And when she went up to the house of God, she provoked her year by year. Therefore, she wept and wept and wept, and she did not even eat. What is there to eat from? But in verse 8, something happened. Then Elkanah and Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Anna, why do you weep? He said, why do you not eat? And why is your heart so grieved? And am I not better than your 10 sons? He said, am I not better than your 10 sons? And he said, and I rose after that day, finished eating and drinking at Shiloh. Then Eli, what happened? Eli, the priest, was sitting on the seat of the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord, and she was bitter, and she was in bitter soul, that's Anna, and prayed and wept in anguish. Beloved, this was pain that she asked to child every year and year out. But then she vowed to the Lord and said, oh Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look at the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, or forget not your maidservant, but give him maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the day of his life. No razor shall come upon his head. And it happened as she continued praying, then Eli, he watched her mouth. And Anna, in verse 13, spoke her heart to the Lord. Beloved, I will give you 1 or 2 minutes tonight, towards the end of this prayer tonight, to pour your heart to the Lord. To pour your heart to the Lord. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk or put away your wine from you? But Anna answered. He said, sir, see, no, I am not drunk. I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I am drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink. But I have poured out my soul to the Lord. He said, do not consider your maidservant as wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. So I will give you 2 or 3 minutes to pour your heart to the Lord tonight. That's what I'm doing. That's 17. There's something happened there. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel shall grant your petition that you have asked of him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. And the woman went away, ate, and her face was no longer sad. But something that happened later. That's where I'm really going now. In verse 19, then she rose up early in the morning, worshiped the Lord. Let me move down a little bit. Early in the Lord, verse 19, before the Lord, and returned and came to the house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna, that's the husband, knew Anna, they slept together, and his wife, and the Lord remembered her. There is somebody listening to me tonight. In the name that is above all names, whatever you are believing God for, everyone will remember you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In verse 20, so it came to pass in the process of the time, Anna conceived. She conceived. She conceived and bore a son, and the name is named Samuel, saying, because I have asked of him from the Lord and from the Lord. I am praying for somebody tonight. I don't know what is representing your own Samuel. It doesn't have to be a marital breakthrough like this. It might be your paper, it might be your health, but one thing I know, by the time we share the grace here tonight, that thing that is bitter in your soul, that is representing your own Samuel, your Samuel will appear before the end of the prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, your Samuel will appear. Your Samuel will appear. Your Samuel will appear. Your Samuel must appear. Your Samuel must appear. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, the lesson there tonight is that there was a man, he had 2 wives. One wife had sons and daughters, and the other one has none. What the shame and disgrace. And because of that one, maybe she said, oh, let me send one of the sons, come on, go and buy my gift for me. Say, don't send my son. They mocked her, they ridiculed her, they put her to shame, all sort of things. And she began to cry with a sorrowful heart. My short message is that my Samuel must appear. I don't know what is your Samuel, but I can tell you some few things about Samuel now. Who is Samuel in this passage that we read just now? Samuel was a silencer. I'm not talking about a car silencer. He was one that silenced those who are mocking the person, the woman. Samuel came into, and before Samuel arrived, Anna could not speak. When she speak like this, they asked her to shut up. Peninnah was just talking, the sons at the time were talking, but as soon as Samuel appeared, the Bible did not record the word Peninnah again. I am stating to somebody here tonight, in the name that is above every other name, I don't know what is your Samuel. It might be the new job you are believing God for. It might be your new miracle. It might be your children's Sufis. It might be anything about your children. It might be your marriage proposal. I decree today, the Samuel that will silence your mockers, he will locate you by fire. Your Samuel will locate you. Your Samuel will locate you. Your Samuel will locate you. In the name of Jesus. What is Samuel? Samuel is a silencer that silence those who are going to mock you. Number two, who is your Samuel? Samuel was a tear wiper. Let me explain myself. Before Samuel arrived, Anna had been crying, shedding tears, 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 tears. They look at her in the morning, she was shedding tears. In the afternoon, she was shedding tears. Even while sleeping, she was shedding tears. But as soon as Samuel appeared, Maruka Satababa, the Bible says the sound that tears turned to joy. I am praying for everyone here tonight. I don't know. It's a prophetic message. Whatever is representing your Samuel, some people are bitter about their children's condition. Some are bitter about their family. Some are bitter about their husband. Some are bitter about their health. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, God will wipe away your tears. In the name of Jesus, everyone will wipe away your tears. In the name of Jesus, God will wipe away your tears. In the mighty name of Jesus, who is Samuel? Number three, Samuel was a mouth opener. What does that mean? He was a song composer. Before Samuel appeared in Anna's life, Anna does not know that she can compose a song. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, let's go there. She sang a song after Samuel appeared. She sang a song that somebody is going to sing that same song today.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 2, go there. I'll show you the song. We all know the song. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, Anna could not sing before, but as soon as Samuel appeared, Anna was able to sing a song. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2, he said, there is none holy as God, Lord, holy as God, Lord. 1 Samuel 2, 2, there is none beside you, beside my God, neither is there anyone. Yes, my God, there is none holy as the Lord. Before that time, Anna could not sing. But when Samuel appeared, she composed a song. The Bible says, Samuel 26 verse 1. It said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream. And our mouth was filled with laughter. And we will sing a new song. I am decreed to everyone on the land tonight, including myself and my family. We will sing a new song in the name of Jesus. You will sing a new song in the name of Jesus. You will sing a new song in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because your Samuel must appear. Before then, she could not sing because she was mute. But after Samuel appeared, she began to sing his song. I am repeating that prayer for somebody here tonight. Say, in the name that is above every other name, the song that you wish to sing but you couldn't sing because of your present condition, you will sing that song in the name of Jesus. Is that somebody believing God for husband and say, hey, when will this man come? And when the man finally comes, you can compose your song. Come and join me, sing hallelujah. Jehovah God has done me well. Come and join me, sing hallelujah. I am praying again for somebody here. Because your Samuel is about to appear in your life, you will sing a new song in your life. In the name of Jesus, you will sing a new song. In Jesus' name, we pray. Who was Samuel? According to that story that we read, number four, Samuel is a desirable that becomes available. She desired that, oh God, if you can only give me a child, if you can only give me a child, I don't want to, just give me one child. That was her desire. When the Bible, Matthew 11:24, he said, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, you will have it. She desire to have a child, but when someone appear, a desirable becomes unavailable. I have prayed for somebody here. Hey, I don't know what you desire. Over 10 years ago, over 5 years ago, over 6 years ago, over 4 years ago, you have been believing God, nothing seems to happen. Before the end of this year, your desirable will turn to available in the name of Jesus. Do you know that Anna prayed to God, and God, I need only one child. If you look at the Bible very well, the Bible says she ended up having 7 children. 7. Major 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. 6 and she has and Samuel and extra 6. I am praying for somebody. I stand on the word Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. He said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what I can think or imagine. I don't know your thinking. I don't know your imagination. But I am telling you today, God will exceed that miracle. He will bless you with that miracle in the name of Jesus. Number 5. Who was Samuel? Samuel was the miracle that terminated shame out of Anna's life. Before then, the mocker. Peninnah was just talking, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, 200 words in a minute. Anna could not speak. Though the husband loved her, but she could not speak. But when Anna came, when Samuel came, the Bible says, her shame was removed completely. She can now be bold. She can dance. She can go to Shiloh. She was become so proud. She began to dance before the Lord. Her heart rejoiced. Everything was. She cannot smile. She cannot. I am praying for somebody here. Whatever need to happen in your life that will terminate shame from your family, before the end of this month, that thing will happen by fire in the name of Jesus. Number 6. Who was Samuel? Samuel was that thing that cancels Anna's sorrow. She was in tears. She was in pain. She was in sorrow. Nobody could feel what she was feeling. But when Samuel came, if you look at 1 Samuel 2:1, the Bible said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. She was able to dance and compose a song. I am praying for somebody here. The miracle that will bring your dance, that will energize your dance, that miracle will locate you in the name of Jesus. No more sorrow in your life. No more shame in your life. No more sorrow in your life. No more shame in your life. In the name of Jesus. Who was Samuel? Who was Samuel? Samuel was the result that Anna got that terminated her insult. She had been insulted. She had been insulted. And the result that she got eventually was after that chapter 1, the word Peninnah were not mentioned again in the Bible throughout. Why? Because the result that Anna got terminated our insult. I have decreed to somebody here, any power that I've been working against your destiny, any power that I'm working against your life, saying your life will remain like this, tonight I decree, your insult, you got degree, you got talent, but something is tying you down. Your insult shall give back to result in the name of Jesus. You will see the result. 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 In the name of Jesus. And number 8, like I said earlier, who was Samuel? Samuel was a miracle that gave birth to several other miracles. The Bible said the Lord closed a womb. But when Samuel appeared, other extra 6 children were able to come through. And why? Because a miracle that will give birth to other miracles. You might be believing God for marriage. You are saying, God, who? When will this man come? When will this woman come? It's a miracle. As soon as the man comes, the first children, maybe twins. The second one, maybe twins. The third one, maybe triplets. The fourth one, maybe 4 of them. By the time you gather yourself together, those who have been giving birth for the past 10 years, the number of your children will more than them. I am praying for somebody here. God is a God that can do all things, all possibility. He will do it in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Samuel's arrival gave room to other children. I am praying for you. It's a prophetic message. I told you. You are going to lift up your voice. You know what Samuel represents now. But before then, you need to be on the Lord's side. You can't be on the devil's side and you want the Samuel to come. Samuel will not come. The Bible says, when they asked her to drink intoxicating wine, she did not drink. She was holding on to God. But you must be on the Lord's side. If God be for you, nobody can be against you. Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will let him, and I will give you rest. If you don't have Jesus in your life, your Samuel can never come. But there is one prayer point we are going to pray before I ask you to pray for yourself now. But before then, if you are here, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, please do so fast. Say, Lord Jesus, I am tired of my present condition. I need a change of life. Whatever sin I've committed in my life, please forgive me. Use your blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary to cleanse me today. Write my name in the book of life. Bye-bye to sin. Bye-bye to Satan. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we pray. If you say that short prayer, then you are qualified to call upon heaven and your Samuel must appear. Are you ready to pray? Before then, let's bow our heads. I want to tell God what is representing your
Jesus.
Where is that place? Where is that place where shoe is pinching you? You know where your pain is. Tell God tonight. Open your mouth. You have a blank chair. You have only 1 or 2 minutes. Tell God tonight. Before we pray, just only one prayer point. Tell God tonight. Tell God tonight. Tell God tonight. I am waiting for you. Father, Lord, I pray my own. Pray, tell God, what is your somewhere? What do you want God to do for you? What, which area of your life that you want God to step in? Tell God tonight, something must happen. Your somewhere must surely come. You are running up in 1 minute. Your somewhere must surely come. Tell God, tell God. In the name of Jesus, let the demon glorify. Tell God, we have only 30 seconds more. Tell God, that thing, that when it appears, people will surely congratulate you. Mention it to the Lord. Mention it to the Lord. I am not here to help you. That's the only thing I can do to help you. Tell God tonight. Tell God tonight. What thing that need to appear in your life that will make your joy full for life? Open your water, pray, that people will gather to celebrate your family. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now get yourself ready. You are going to pray that prayer point, not only one. One prayer point, share the announcement, share the grace, and I can guarantee you, your Samuel will surely come. You are going to say this all loud and clear. Say, miracle that represents Samuel in my life. My life is available. Help yourself in that prayer tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself. Hey, the miracle must appear. The miracle must appear. The time is going now. Open your mouth and pray. The miracle must appear. Your Samuel must show forth. Your Samuel must show forth. Your Samuel must show forth. Open your mouth, my sister. It is enough, it's enough. Your Samuel, that health must be restored. Your business must come back to life. Your Samuel must come forth. Your marriage must be manifested. They will be congratulated. You will give back to your own children. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know your Samuel. Tell the Lord tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Don't keep quiet. Help yourself tonight. Your Samuel must show forth. Your Samuel must show forth. Your Samuel must show forth. Who is your Samuel? Open your mouth and pray. Who is your Samuel? Pray. Help yourself, yourself. Your Samuel must show forth. Lord, your money, your children, your Samuel must show forth. Aha, pray. Over your family, their Samuel must show forth. Standing guard for them tonight. Standing guard for them tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Your Samuel must show forth. Your Samuel must show forth. Open your mouth and pray. Your Samuel must show forth. Open your mouth. My sister, you will rejoice and sing your song. You will compose your own song too. In the name of Jesus, your Samuel must show forth. In the name of Jesus, your Samuel must show forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! That is a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Thanks, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are about to sing that song one more time before I decree to your life to sing of the nation. There is none holy as the Lord, as the Lord. There is none beside thee, beside my Lord. Neither is there any wrong as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. I decree to your life tonight, in the name that is above every other name, as you are bombarded ever with your petition, there will be an instantaneous answer in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. I don't know who you are. By this time tomorrow, Maruka Satana Baba Baba, that thing that will terminate your joy, that thing that will bring joy to your life, that thing that will bring smile to your destiny, that letter that you have been waiting God for, that news that you have been waiting for, the good news you have been looking up to God for, the phone call of joy, we locate you by fire in the name of Jesus. Your Samuel will appear. 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 In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. Have your way in your life and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. We have mentioned an instruction for somebody here. Anna made a vow to the Lord. I'm lining up with one minute now. Made a vow. And God respected that vow. Please, if there is need for you to go to your closet and ask God for that special Samuel, that thing, and you made a vow that you can fulfill. I'm not saying don't say I will buy jet here anyway, that you can fulfill. And as you do so, God that we serve is a covenant-giving God. He will do it in your life in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have been blessed tonight, shout a powerful hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
By the grace of God, tomorrow we are praying for the singles, 8:30 to 9:30. And on Thursday again, we 10 to 11 like this, we are connected to prayer line again. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. You are going to continue praying until your joy is full. Let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God and the sweet fellowship
of the Holy Spirit. Do us now and forevermore. And surely, because I follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 7 Samuel, hallelujah. I want to go.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Hello.
How are you? I'm okay. Video. Victoria, no, I can low my sorry. See, pay. Say hello.